This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to Germany beginning today. During his visit to Berlin, Dr. Jaishankar will meet German Federal Foreign Minister and other key leaders with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and explore further opportunities for collaboration. The External Affairs Minister's visit to Berlin is set to prepare grounds for German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's proposed trip to India next month. Germany stands as one of India's significant trading partners and a leading source of foreign direct investment, FDI. Earlier yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated India's principled and consistent stand on the Palestinian issue while calling for a ceasefire in the region as soon as possible. He said, "The current situation in Gaza is now understandably India's foremost concern." Dr. Jaishankar said, "While we condemn attacks of terrorism and hostage taking, we are deeply pained by the continuing death of innocent civilians." The External Affairs Minister was co-chairing the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council GCC Joint Ministerial Meeting for Strategic Dialogue in Riyadh yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged more people to nominate inspiring personalities for the Padma Awards. The last day to nominate is 15th of this month. In a social media post, the Prime Minister was pleased to share that several nominations have been received. He highlighted that over the last decade, the government has honoured countless grassroots-level heroes with the People's Padma. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will address the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, I4C, in New Delhi today. On this occasion, Mr. Shah will launch key initiatives for the protection against cybercrime and dedicate the Cyber Fraud Mitigation Centre, CFMC, to the nation. Mr. Shah will launch the web-based module Samanvay, a platform for cybercrime data repository, sharing, mapping and analytics, as well as a coordination tool for law enforcement agencies. He will also inaugurate the Cyber Commandos program, establishing a wing of trained specialists in states or UTs and central police organizations to enhance cybersecurity. The GST Council has decided to slash goods and services tax, GST, on cancer drugs by reducing the rate from 12% to 5%. The decision was taken in the 54th GST Council meeting, which was held in New Delhi yesterday. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the meeting. During the meeting, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary and Finance Ministers of States were also present. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said, "The decision to reduce the GST rate on cancer drugs has been taken to bring down the cost of cancer treatment." She said, "The GST on selected snacks has also been reduced from 18% to 12%. The Union Health Ministry has said that the presence of Mpox Clade 2 has been confirmed in an isolated patient and the case has been verified as a travel-related infection. The individual, a young male who recently travelled from a country experiencing ongoing Mpox transmission, is currently isolated as a designated tertiary care isolation facility." The ministry also said that this case is an isolated one similar to the earlier 30 cases reported in India from July 2022 onwards and is not part of the current public health emergency reported by WHO, which concerns Clade 1 of Mpox. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences will launch a dedicated tobacco cessation clinic, TCC, in New Delhi today. This initiative is aimed at addressing the significant public health challenge posed by tobacco use in India. In hockey, defending champions, India registered a dominant 5-1 victory over Japan in their second match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Hulunbuir, China, yesterday. Four-time champions, India had earlier defeated hosts China 3-0 in their opening match. The Harmanpreet Singh-led team will now face last edition's runner-ups, Malaysia, tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.